wants me to preach in Ephesians chapter 6. If you'll look with me there tonight in the scripture, Ephesians chapter number 6. And of course, Paul's writing here. He stayed at Ephesus for 3 years and he had a lot to say to him. If you'll read chapter, especially chapter 20 in the book of Acts, and what he told them in that in Ephesus. And then we find the book of Ephesians, which I believe is as much as the holy holies of the epistles of Paul. And he got deep in some things when he wrote. He's writing here in the verse number 10 tonight. Paul says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." And you know, here Paul's writing to these saints here, and he's telling them that they need to be strong in the Lord. And I won't preach on that tonight. It's got to help me a little bit about being strong in the Lord. Now, I'll be honest with you, and I've been saved now for a good while. I've been saved for nearly 35 years, and I don't understand some things completely. I know how it works. I know how the Spirit of God comes to live within a believer when he's saved and he has God in him. And you know, the Bible said that we have a divine nature. We're partakers of that divine nature of God. So in your temple tonight, if you're saved and really born again, that you have a testimony of grace, and the God of heaven lives in you. And to think about the God of heaven living in you that created the heaven and the earth, and thank God that done all things, thank God in creation, and also also in the scripture, the miraculous things that God did. And the greatest miracle that ever took place is God straightening out you and me by coming to live within us in the power of the Holy Ghost and giving us a word from heaven. Thank God to live by. And I'm glad Jesus is the Word. He's the living Word, and we have faith in Him that we try to live by grace by. And I see these things tonight, and I wonder about my own self. And you got to remember now, God's in you. He's the new man's been created in righteousness and true holiness. But the fact of it is, thank God, we live in a temporal body. We live in a sinful body. We live in a decaying body, and that's where He deposited His Spirit to live within us. And tonight, I wonder in my own mind of why, thank God, so many times I falter on God. Why many a times I don't succeed. Thank God, this continue the way I ought to. And it's a warfare that God has. I mean, for us, God in us, and we have a warfare with the outside world. We have a warfare with our own self. And we have a warfare with the devil. And he made mention of that here in the scripture. And there's a truth that there's three enemies of us. And number one is the flesh. Number two is the world. Number three, the devil. Even though you can put them in any order you want to, but I do know that my flesh is the weakest and worst part about me. And that's where I have more trouble than anybody else. And I'll say tonight, it's a miracle of God that anybody lives for God, because God has to do that in a man. He just can't do it on his own. There's no way. But tonight I want to talk to you a little about me being strong in the Lord. And you know, there are certain people that are strong in the Lord. God, thank God, tells you in the Bible that there's a maturity of an individual in Christ, and he's grown to this level in God, but he's still not above a fall. And the Bible said, "Take heed lest you lest you fall." If you think you stand, you get to a place in your life that you think you're not going, that you're above a fall. Listen, one of the greatest problems and the greatest faults of mankind is to have self-confidence and self-sufficiency and actually think within their own self that they're not going to fall. But the fact of it is that if God don't keep us and God don't help us, we'll all fall by midnight. It don't really matter who you are or who you think you are. Thank God, a man needs to think about God and who the power is of. It's not of ourselves. We can't do it. But I tell you tonight, thank God for us keeping grace. I don't know where I'd be tonight. God didn't keep me. Amen. In the grace of God. I know one thing tonight. The problem with me tonight, like God is giving too much room or giving too much avenue to the flesh of man. Thank God where I fall into these traps of the flesh. And we've got to watch that. The Bible said, watch, be sober, be vigilant. Your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And we know that he's out, thank God, tonight to destroy us. And he wants to do it. He hates Christ. And he don't like you neither. Amen. And he wants to take you down and me down. Here's one thing the devil knows. He knows that he cannot take away the salvation that's been wrought by regeneration in the Spirit of God in us. But he, my friend, knows he can't take that away. He knows. Thank God that we're the children of God. But brother, he knows too that if he can get our testimony, if he can take us down and hinder us in the walk of God, he knows, thank God, that we're not going to be effective for the Lord. And the thing of it is, I want to be strong. But sometimes I think, not long ago, I felt the power on me. And I've said to my own self in my own mind, I've said, Lord, I think I'm getting somewhere. And next day I was hit head on and I felt like I hadn't got nowhere. And so I don't understand it all. I know divine nature's in me. I know God's in me with the truth. But I do know that there's a problem in me. Thank God, in the flesh. And I know the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. And I know that there's a warfare going on in me and you. And I know, thank God, in this life, that we're going to have a battle. If you're saved tonight, you've got to fight. Paul said, I fought a good fight. And when we're walking with God, there's always a warfare. Amen. You're going to have it. It don't matter who you are. Amen. I never fought the devil until I got saved. I never had to fight the flesh until I got saved. Never done everything the flesh wanted. Amen. But we walked after the course of this world, after the flesh and the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we're by nature the children of wrath. Everything we did, I remember when I was lost, I just done everything I wanted to do. Amen. I just done what I wanted to do. But when God saved me, that flesh started warring with me. Thank God, it's amazing. On the first couple years I saved, amen, I really just lived in what you'd say a honeymoon for God. I didn't have a whole lot of battle. I didn't have a whole lot of war. But brother, I found out later on, thank God, as the Lord let me grow a little bit, there's a warfare. Amen. Thank God, you can live in joy for a little while, and we ought to have the joy of God, but sometime along the line, there's going to be a battle. There's going to be a warfare. There's going to be persecution. There's going to be trials. In fact, when God saved me, I had persecution. I had people against me. But the thing of it was, God just had me and where he wanted me. Thank God that he could take me on. I'm glad I liked it. Amen. I wasn't looking for trouble, but trouble does come when you get right with God, born again. And when you get in with God, friend, you're just going to have to go with him. I don't know other way to tell you. Just go with God. I'd just get in all the way with God tonight. I wouldn't hold back. I'd just say, God, I'm going to get in with you. It might come a hardship. It might come, thank God, temptation like a flood. I would lift up the standard and say, I'm his and he's mine. And I got to go with him. There ain't nowhere else to go, Brother Robert. Thank God, Peter said, to whom shall we go? Hell has the words of eternal life. Amen. Thank God for that. Hallelujah to God. Bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that. I done been through some things. Amen. I know where I'm at tonight. Amen. Thank God. If you've ever been saved for any while, you'll go through hardships. There's hardships in life. You have no. Everybody goes through hardships. Everybody faces difficult times in life. You're not exempt from that. Everybody goes through it. Amen. We're strangers in a world that's not our home. We're facing things today that we never have faced. Amen. I'm not jumping on nobody, brother. I got to look in my mirror myself. But the thing of it is, we're in a world today that's not never been like this. And I know that's the days of Noah. So shall it be in the days of the coming of the Son of Man. We're seeing things in this world today. We're facing things in this world today that they didn't have to face 30 and 40 and 50 years ago. Amen, buddy. There's more temptation on every corner there is now. But the temptation is not on the corner as much as it is in your heart, that you allow the devil to set up shop in your life and pull you away from God and lead and cause you to follow after the flesh and the world. And that's what you think life is. Life's not in what we own or what we possess. Life's in God. Life's in Christ. He's the only fulfiller and the satisfier of a man's soul. It's a lady not long ago on the telephone, I think I told you. She was trying to talk to me about some, thank God, asked me questions and wanted some survey. And I said, ma'am, I'll ask you one question. Have you ever thought about your soul? And she said, I have a little bit. I said, ma'am, you better consider it big time, because your soul's going to live somewhere forever. Amen. You're either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. It ain't no in between. Amen. And that's why he said, soul, thou hast laid up goods. I can eat, drink, and be merry, and I'll live back in this making. And God said, you're a fool tonight. Thy soul is required of thee. And so within you tonight, there's a soul. Amen. That's you, friend. Amen. That's who you are. Amen. Even though you have a body and people recognize us by our body, we do have something within us. Thank God that we call a soul. And tonight, brethren, we're tempted. We're drawn away of our own lust. Thank God. And when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. And how am I going to overcome all this stuff that floods in on me? And I said, when I was a teenage boy, and I'd done this and that, when I was lost, and I'd done things unto God I wish I had never done. And somebody said, preacher, that's in the past. It is. God don't remember one time. God don't bring nothing up of my past. But the devil does. My flesh does. Amen. The world does. And the thing of it is tonight, I've got to have victory. I'm telling you something. I wonder where is it at when I'm wrestling with my own self and my own mind. But I know there is a refuge tonight. Thank God it's greater than I am. I know there's an anchor tonight that can hold me. Thank God in the storms of life. He can hold me. Thank God no matter what I go through. Thank God I'm anchored in the storm. Amen. Thank God for that. You know what an anchor does? An anchor holds the ship. Thank God I'm not holding the anchor. The anchor's holding me. Amen. If he didn't, I would have done drifted so far off. Amen. Don't judge somebody too quick until you know what they've been going through. Amen. That's right. Amen. You looking old boy, you should judge everything. I got judged back. God will judge you. Amen. He's the judge. Judge not lest you be judged. With what judgment you meet, then that's what God's going to measure back to you. Amen. That's right. God help me. He got me out of that because he said, well, you won't judge me if I'm going to judge you like that. When he started judging me, then it won't judge nobody else. Judgment's easy because most of the time it's an opinionated thing. Amen. It's your opinion. Amen. You ever said this to yourself? Well, I don't think I'd ever do nothing like that. What in the world are they doing that for? That's right. But you know what? The whole time we're saying that, there's something else in our life just as bad as that. Amen. And the thing of it is, when you talk about judgment, let's just talk about judgment. When you talk about judgment, there's got to be equal ground. Amen. I said this many times, and I like it because it is true. It's like that old boy had that high-powered car squealed the wheels when he went in the parking lot and left black marks. And that woman said there, Simon, the preacher said, that boy ain't nothing but a rebel doing such stuff like that in the church. But the next night, her boy done it. That's right. And then she said, well, that car's got a lot of power. It's according to how you look at it. Amen. It's according to how you look at it. That's right. That's according to who it is most of the time. Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. Amen. That's why right. God says that he ain't no respecter person when it comes to judgment. Amen. That's right. God's looking for purity of heart and right, as the brother said, right motive. And the thing about it is, I won't know in my own life, praise God, that I'm right with God. I won't know that. I won't know that I'm right with God. Amen. I sin sometimes, don't you? And I don't want to, but it amen. But I sin sometimes. And see the warfare tonight. And he said, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You know why? Because you don't have no power.
Right.
You don't have no power over it. My daughter's not here tonight.
No.
Today we ate dinner.
Yeah.
She loves sweets. Yeah, she takes after me. And they brought a piece of that cake. Praise God, good icing, son. And she went and got it. She said, and I said, can't you resist that? And she said, no. And I said, I can't neither. Maybe once in a while. But you know what? This is a basic truth. This is basic truth. If I can't resist it, then I can't bring it into me.
There you go.
That's the power that God can give you over it. Abstain from it. I'm not telling you not to go buy Little Debbie's. Amen. I like Little Debbie's. I like them. But what I'm saying is, in life in general, there's things that you have that's a difficult battles in life. And brother, I know that sounds minor, but the thing of it is, any subjection to God and following the will of God for your life. Amen. And that's right. I mean, I had open heart surgery 3 years ago. And brother, I'll just be honest with you now, and I'm just being honest. Amen. It's just been hard for me to eat the way they want me to eat. And I know the first year, you know, you live on that thing, you know, because you just had your heart cut open. And you don't eat pork and that kind of thing. And the doctor said, don't go to them barbecue restaurants. Amen. And you know what? I did for about a year now. I'm just being honest. These last 2 years, I hadn't overate the pig, but I tell you, I got a piece of him yesterday. Amen. I got that sausage, praise God. I said, one piece of new, amen. And didn't overeat, but I'm telling you, it's about hard to do it. And I think in life in general, brethren, we got to have some. And I'm talking about physical things right now, but the thing of it, that's a spirit thing too. We're a spiritual kingdom and we're a spiritual life. We have life with God, and there's some things we've got to subject ourselves to. If you're going to live for God, you're going to have to be strong in the Lord. You're not going to naturally do it. The devil will he'll always tell you on Sunday, don't go to the house of God. Hell, he already knows he's got whooped on me on that. He can't convince me not to go in the house of God, but there's other things he tells me, amen, that he knows he might can get on me about. But the thing of it is, brethren, he ain't going to never tell you not to go to Walmart. He'll never tell you not to go to the restaurant. Amen. But he will tell you, you don't need to read your Bible. You don't need to pray. You don't need to be around the people of God. That's the opposition. That's the opponent. Everything has opposition. If you're saved tonight, you have an opposition against that. There's a world out there that's crazy. And they'll tell you, if you stand for God and you say, I believe the Bible and I believe the way God said it, there'll always be opposition against it. If people come up and tell you that you're lucky and I got four leaf clothes and rabbit foots and all that, and it's against the way of God. Hey, God, listen, friend, I'm not afraid of a black cat. I'm not afraid to walk under a ladder. Amen. Praise God. My hand, my face in God. I'm not superstitious. Amen. I just put it that way. We live in a superstitious day. Hey, God, there's more. Amen. Palm readers on the streets and all this stuff on the television that caused people to think, well, this might have me some help. Man, people's crazy. Amen. That's satanic too, friend. Thank God. I dare Satanism has got some power in it. And the reason it does, because it's a false power, but it is evil influence that the devil will use against you. Amen. In a religious way sometimes. And he'll do all he can to fight against the faith. Anything he can get your eyes off God about, he'll do it. And that's why you got to be strong in the Lord. Amen. That's right. You're going to have to gird up your loins. Thank God. Amen. Put the breastplate of righteousness on. Put up the shield of faith. Thank God. Faith above all. He says the shield of faith will quench the fiery darts of the wicked one. And we'll get them fiery darts at us. Amen. That's right. We're not exempt from it. I think the more I grow and the older I get, the more fight I have. Amen. And these things are just real, friend. And it's just keeping my spirit in check. And what people say sometimes is just, I wonder what in the world they're thinking. Amen. How many people say some crazy stuff, and sometimes I do too. Amen. But the thing of it is, we face these things. We battle these things. And brother, you can have your spirit thrown in a church service or a church house as good as you can, thank God, down where you work. It's sad, but it's true. Our conversation ought to be with God in this place. Thank God, with the right behavior, the right mind. Thank God, we ought not say nothing that God wouldn't be pleased with. And we ought not say nothing that would hinder anybody. We ought to say everything that'll edify the body, glorify God, and have the power of God in our life.
because, brother, this thing of the Holy Ghost is real. And having God around the church, and having God amongst the people, and brother, enjoy the good presence of God. Oh, yeah, praise God. I want the atmosphere to be right when I come in, because I know it's going to take God to do anything. Amen.
That's right. Praise God. We can come in, praise God. Amen. Praise God. Just have the joy of Jesus Christ. And come in, praise God. Listen, the devil knows what he can do to you. He knows what he can do. Listen to me. The devil don't have power over you. You got power of the devil because you got Jesus Christ. Amen. The devil don't make you do what you do. That's a lie. People say the devil made me. No, he didn't make you do it. He can't make me do nothing. He can influence me. I can get place to him and get the influence of satanic attack on me, and he'll use the flesh.
Yeah.
He'll use other people.
Yeah.
He can throw the tires amongst the wheat. Yep. Amen. They both growed up together. They looked alike. He can use all kind of things. Amen. Just remember what I'm about to tell you. Anything that you want to know whether it's God or not, it'll line up with the Scripture.
Yes, sir. Amen. Yep.
If somebody come up and told you, God told me to tell you, you need to give me $100. I say, well, God didn't tell me that. Amen. That's right. Do you know, I heard a man say that. He said there's a man, said he's a preacher, that told another man, this is in another place, that man had saved up some money to give to the church. As that man said, he convinced that man that he ought to give him that $2,000. That's what they're doing on TV. They're not trying to convince you to give them your money. I'll say this again, and I'll say it without apology. Anything in every ministry and everything through the ministry ought to come through the local church. It ought to come through the local assembly. That's right. Everything. That don't mean everything you do out there for somebody should have to get orders to come through the church. But what you do in the work of the ministry should be done through the approval of God and through His church. Amen. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. This is not Joel Height Ministries. I ain't traveling around, thank God, giving you papers and got Joel Height Ministries on it. That ain't happening. It's Westside Baptist Church.
Yes, sir.
The ministry of a Westside Baptist Church. That's why we're accountable for what we do in here and through here. And that's why as a body of believers, we want to put on the whole armor of God and withstand what this evil day's doing today and people wanting contributions for everything that comes under the sun. Amen. That's right. I'll say this too, brethren. The devil will fight your mind. He will war your mind. That's the biggest battleground you got right here. It's right here in the warfare of your mind, false supposition, all kind of things. That's why you got to be strong in the Lord. Amen. The Bible says the fear of man breaketh a snare. You can't let men pull you aside. You can't let people pull you away from God. What they think, what they going to think about me, what do they believe about me? Listen, it don't matter. As long as God satisfied you, you can get peace in your heart with God. It don't matter what you preach between you and God and what you do between you and God. Amen. And if it's right with God, it'll be right with somebody else. Amen. But buddy, I'm telling you, we live in a day and era where there's control freaks. And everybody wants control. And God's the one that only has control. And what we see in this era, there's so many attacks on the local church. There's so many attacks on people's minds today. Amen. And they're so discouraged. We live in a day of discouragement. It seems like we're being beat down. We're weary in body. We're weary in mind. We say, where's the next breath coming from? But the thing of it is, friend, you got to go on. Amen. He said, go on. Thank God. Paul said, I press toward the mark. I can't quit. There's no quit in me because God's in me. Thank God. I wanted to throw the towel in, but the Holy Ghost said, thank God, there's something greater. There's something to attain. There's God. And we got to go after it. But you'll not keep it going unless you're strong in the Lord. Amen. That's where the power is. It's in God. You say, how you preach? I submit to Him. How do you do anything for God? Submit to Him.
Amen.
Submit your spirit over to Him.
Yeah.
Let Him help you. Praise God. Amen. Listen to me. I can prove to you in the Bible that genetics is not the reason why men go on with God. You want me to name you a man? Let me name you a man. This man's name, Jephthah. hell. He was raised by a harlot.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a man of valor.
Yes.
He made a vow in his, after God gave him victory.
Mm-hmm.
In his own, he said, the next thing comes the door, I own it for a burnt offering. His daughter walked through that door.
Yeah.
And Jephthah said, I cannot go back.
Yeah.
Huh? You know what we say a lot of times when with my surroundings or my upbringing or whatever. Listen, I'm not going to deny the fact that sometimes them are hindrances. But there's no excuses when the grace of God's in you. Amen. God's give you a measure of faith. I don't know how much that's between you and God. God gives men. God uses men. This pinky on my hand is as important as this thumb. I probably don't use it quite as much, but it's as important. See, the thing about it is, if he can cripple me in any part of my life, he can hinder me from going for God.
Amen.
And therefore, I must be strong in the Lord. That means I rely on the Lord. That means I pray to the Lord. That means I live for the Lord. That means my life is the Lord's. And that means I submit to Him in all things. And when I do, thank God, He'll say, I'll take over. Listen, I pray this, Lord, let Your strength be mine. It's not my strength, it's His. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes.
When God called me to preach, I said, Lord, I can't preach. I wanted to preach, but I didn't know how. He said, preach. I said, I don't know how to preach. He said, what you do is you read the scripture, and I'll put something in your heart. And so, listen, the first time I preached, I remember a guy, there's two men preached for me. And he called me up. He said, hey, I think 10 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that. And when I read the scripture, I felt it. It was just like, here it comes. Here it comes. That's the way it was. Here it comes. Here it comes. And that's the way it happened. And that's God. And you know what? He anointed that thing, man. People were getting help from God. And I thought, Lord, You've done that. It was the Lord that done that. He said, how's that happen? Well, it happens when you submit yourself to Him and you give all to Him and you get strong in God and God gets strong in you. Listen to me. God's got to cripple you before you ever think. Listen, God's got to show you it can't be done by you. It's got to be done by Him in you.
Yeah.
All right. You ladies, listen. You need God washing your dishes. How many things here today do we do without God? Unless you know how to do it. I said I'm not the smartest guy, but when I do something and I don't know what I'm doing, I say, Lord God, You're going to have to help me. But why don't I do that all the time? Because I need the help of God in everything I do. And when you preach the gospel or you teach the gospel or you or whatever you do for God, it's the whole thing is submitting to God and letting Him do it. You can do it or He's going to do it. If you do it, you'll make a mess. If He does, it'll be blessed. It ain't how fancy you talk. It's not how good you are. Thank God, it's who's in you and coming through you.
Amen.
That's where the power's at. That's why a lot of us say, I can't do it. Who are you depending on? You got to depend on God. Amen. Once you listen, God's got to cripple you at your strengths. He did Jacob when they wrestled all night. He blessed him, but he had to cripple his thigh.
That's right.
That's the strongest part in your body.
Yes.
And he put his hand right there in the hollow of it. And after that day, Jacob walked with a limp the rest of his life. He crippled Paul from his wisdom. Paul could speak in all kind of tongues, languages. But he crippled him from it. And he said, I will not preach with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the power of God. You don't have to impress nobody. See, what happens is when we get in these realms of our own thinking and our own understanding, the devil attacks you right there. You think you're doing good sometimes. He's a patting you on the back saying, man, you're the best they ever heard. And the whole time you do it in the flesh. That's why you can submit to God. A lot of people don't understand what I'm preaching this night. But buddy, the strength we have in no matter warfare, worship, whatever the duty of God is in the power of God. We won't fear, will we? God had not given a spirit of fear, but in power, love, and a sound mind. We don't fear that. I didn't fear getting up here tonight. You're my friends. But if I'd had about 100 people that was against me, I would have. Amen. This is a family here. I never got scared of sitting down and eating with my family. If I sat down with strangers, I was wondering about it. Amen. I mean, I just like country stuff, don't you? I like, praise God, one fork, one spoon, one knife. I've been to restaurants where they give me 3 or 4 forks. I thought, what in the world is this for? I don't need but one. Listen, I get nervous about that. I don't like formality. I know you got to have some of it. I just ain't a formal person. I don't like it. Amen. I just like being who you are in God. That's what God uses. He don't want you to be me, and He don't want me to be you. You can't win for God like that. He wants you to be you. Somebody said, I won't know why people like that. I'll say, God made them like that. God made you the way you are. He made you the way you are. He don't want you to be somebody else. Amen. That's right. He wants you to be you. You know where the power comes from? You know what the greatest thing is? God made me the way I am. I got so many frailties and cracks in my pot that He's working on. But God says, I can get some glory out of that man. He ain't trying to shine his pot. Thank God. He's let me pour my water in it. Amen. That's right. That's a blessing, ain't it? And I'm going to tell you, folks, you better hear me. Self-sufficiency is killing the church. When's the last time we fell on our face and say, God, is you or nothing? Without you, we can do nothing. That's where you're strong. Remember, Paul said, when I'm weak, I'm strong. When he let the devil smite Paul and wrap him, amen, that's what he said. He sent a messenger of Satan to buffet me. I'm going to tell you this, and I'm through. Pride's a killer. Pride is a killer. Pride is a killer. It'll kill you. Pride will kill me. Kill you. When you think you are something, you're nothing. Amen. You know what? God took nothing to make something. God is the only thing. Listen to me. God is the only person. Praise God. He's the only person. Everybody else. Everything else was nothing. God's the only thing that wasn't nothing. Everything else was nothing. You got here. You know how you got here? By God that made you something. Think about this. God made you for who He wanted you to be. God wants to use you. God's God. If we'd submit to Him tonight and just be honest with Him and say, Lord, I know what I am and I know who You are. And God, I want to submit myself to You and give all to You and be used to You and be, thank God, satisfied my heart with God. No telling what the Lord will do with you and me. We got too many warfares with our own self. I know more. You don't know more. You only know what God gives you. Amen. It's all about God. It's about Him using you. Let's just yield to Him. Be strong in the Lord and not in ourselves. That's where it's at. Just yield to Him. Boy, I wish I could explain it better. It's just giving yourself to God and taking your hands off all your good things about you and what you think and your acknowledgments and all your suppositions and all your intelligences and all these things. Amen. And just put yourself before God and said, here I am. I got a vessel that You made. And God, I want You to just take me and use me.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. Praise God. Some of the greatest preachers ever lived. Some of the greatest preachers ever lived in them scriptures was illiterate men. Peter and John, buddy, they said they were unlearned, ignorant men. You know what they was? They were somebody God could use. That's right. And then Paul was probably one of the wisest men ever called. Smart, fit, set the feet of a Gamaliel, learned. A man of learning. He had to listen. He had to say all. Listen to what he said. He said all that was dung.
Yes.
You know what that means? All that wasn't nothing but a pile of manure.
Yes, sir.
That's what he said. That's what dung is.
Right.
Amen. Praise God. We got to get there. If we want to be strong, Lord, we got to get rid of our old self.
Amen.
We got to lose our life to find it. May the Lord add His blessings to the Word of God. Let's stand tonight. Amen.